Watch, Starbucks sacks transgender barista for berating female customer for being transphobic. By Kurt Zindelka on May 9, 2023. A Starbucks cafe in England has fired a transgender barista for berating a female customer for supposedly being transphobic before going on to allegedly attack a man who was filming the altercation. A violent incident that occurred at a branch of Starbucks in Southampton, Hampshire, on April 30, according to the Daily Mail, has caused outrage as a transgender individual was filmed shouting at a female customer, calling her transphobic and dubbing her a Karen before allegedly assaulting a man who was filming on his phone. In footage posted on social media by anti-transgenderism activist Oli London, appeared to show the transgender employee shouting at the Starbucks customer, saying, "You're calling me a man, you're being transphobic, Karen. Now get out." To which the woman replied, "You're rude, don't ever call me transphobic, ever. You do not know me." The employee went on to menacingly clap in the face of the woman, demanding once again that she get out of the shop and then accusing her of trespassing. Upon realizing that the heated exchange was being filmed, the trans barista suddenly charged at the man filming, demanding that he give up his phone while appearing to physically assault him. On Monday, Starbucks confirmed that the employee had been sacked, with a spokesman telling the Dan Wooten program on GB News, the licensee has confirmed that the partner, employee, no longer works at the company. Starbucks has no tolerance for behavior of this kind and we are very sorry for the experience that this customer had. A producer for the program, Ben Leo, went on to report on Tuesday that local police have also opened up an investigation into the matter. Writing on social media, "Hampshire police tell me they are currently investigating an allegation of assault regarding this incident." The Starbucks squabble caused considerable uproar on social media after being posted on Twitter, with a video being viewed by over 4 million people. Women's rights activist Kelly J. Keene wrote, "Why wouldn't we want men like this in our safe spaces? Hashtag male aggression, hashtag this never happens. When you go into Starbucks for a latte, but instead you get assaulted by a man in woman face," anti-woke Reclaim Party leader Lawrence Fox quipped. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.